Hello and welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and today I'm at one of Derby's newest cafes, Baked on the Strand. It's owned by Tony Jacobs, a man who's seen social media become a driving force in his businesses. Tony, you once told us that at first you couldn't see the point in social media.
That's true, I couldn't. I thought it was something just for teenagers really and celebrities. Talking about nothing of any importance, but I soon discovered that wasn't really the case.
How did you discover that? What happened?
Totally by accident. I set up an account for the Love Cakes and got a few followers and didn't really do anything for about 3 months, and then noticed people responding to the occasional tweet that we made. Tweeted a photo of a cake and people responded to that, and before I knew it we were getting sales as a direct result of Twitter.
Why did you take that step into Twitter in the first place if you thought it was so rubbish? What was the reason why? Did you, is it just because you felt like you had to be there?
No, not really. Somebody said this is a really good way of getting business, getting noticed and of marketing your business, and I thought, okay, I'll give it a try.
So then people started coming in, and then what did you think then?
I thought it was brilliant. 140 characters, and it's a challenge sometimes to get your message across within that, and it's fun and it works. I recommend it to any business.
Can you think of some concrete examples where you've seen Twitter and your other social media actually generate concrete business?
Yeah, I can give a great example of that with Baked. Every now and again in an afternoon, if we've got a few loaves of bread left over or the occasional cake, we'll do a 50% Twitter discount. And within about 20 minutes of tweeting that, people come through the door, mention Twitter, and walk away with a loaf of bread. It works.
People talk a lot about brand awareness and how social media is great for raising brand awareness. Have you found that with Love Cakes and Baked?
Definitely. It's too early really to say with Baked, because obviously we've only been open for 6 weeks, but with Love Cakes, definitely people recognise the branding. As an example of that, I went for a pizza once whilst I stood in the queue at the particular pizza place with our car parked outside, which had got the branding on it. My phone went bleep and somebody had tweeted, "Oh, Tony's at X pizza place." So the branding is noticed and it spreads on Twitter.
And did it help you get publicity outside of social media as well?
Yes, I think it does, because people, it's not an island, Twitter isn't, or Facebook for that matter, and people talk to other people about the things they encounter. I do it myself. If I see something on Twitter, I'll mention it to somebody else who's not on Twitter. So yeah, definitely.
So for service industries, people who are B2Cs, business to consumer businesses, for you, there's no doubt they should all be engaging with social media.
Most definitely. And I think if you don't do so, you're missing out on a large sector of the market. Because people that use Twitter are normal, everyday people like you or I. And there can be any age group, male, female. Everybody uses Twitter, it seems, demographically. And they spread the word to other people.
Thanks, Tony. And if you'd like to share your success stories of social media, then you can do so through our website, statussocial.com.